praying and thinking about this. And I just want to say one more time, I appreciate you being here this morning, being faithful to God's house. Amen. You want to make your preacher happy? Show up to church. I tell you what, you know, you show up to church, don't worry about having Pastor Appreciation Day. You just be faithful. Amen. Luke chapter 24, let's look at verse 1. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. Juwan was singing about this, and this is where the Lord has led us this morning. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet with you in Galilee. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for another sunrise service, Lord, that you've given us. We thank you, God, for the reading of your word. Thank you for the songs and for the spirit that we can feel this morning. Help us right now, God. I pray, God, you just give us what we need. God, speak to hearts, and we'll make sure you get all the praise and you get all the glory, God. We love you, and we thank you so much for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There's something special about the sunrise. Amen. And if I'm going to title this, When the Sun, S-O-N, Came Up. Yeah. Amen. But there's something special about the sunrise. I don't know if you've been in the church the last couple of weeks, especially when Mike Snipes would sing, Mike, and he sang it, the Senior Saints, and Mike said something about this the other night. He said, you know, he's got this big dog now. And he has to take every morning, Brother Charlie, he's got to get up and take that big dog out. He said he takes that big dog out in the backyard, and he walks that big dog around. He said, man, I didn't know what I've been missing early in the morning. He said, I'm out there walking, and I see the sun. He said, he told me, and him was talking about this a couple weeks ago. He said, it's amazing how fast the sun comes up. You out there, and it can be completely dark, and you doing something, and all of a sudden, it's daylight. There's something special about the sunrise, and I got to thinking about that. This first resurrection morning changed everything. You know, on the sunrise, darkness gives way to light. Silence breaks into sound. Birds start chirping again. Everything starts coming to life. It's like the flowers are more beautiful early in the morning. But there was something special about this sunrise a little over 2,000 years ago. Number, I want you to just think about a few things. Number one, the sun reveals faithfulness. The Bible tells us in verse 1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, these ladies were faithful. You got to understand, son, I thought about it as I was studying this, and this thing hit me, David. They came when it was still dark. You ever notice how sometimes you just got to be faithful? Sometimes you just got to say, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to be faithful to God. It might be dark in my life right now. Hard times might be coming, but I'm still going to church. Glory to God. You got to understand what they were going. The best thing in their life was gone. As far as they knew, Jesus had died. And as I was thinking about it, they didn't come for resurrection like we've come this morning. Came with spices. They come to anoint the body. They thought he was dead, but by God, they were faithful. They said, hey, he might be in the ground, but he was my Savior. I'm going anyhow, glory to God. It might be dark in my life, but I'm going anyhow. Sunrise reveals faithfulness. And why do you think you're here this morning? You didn't come this morning just for breakfast, glory to God. You came for a reason this morning. We came to worship a risen Savior. Amen. Hey, thank God that the sunrise can reveal faithfulness. God honors people that honors him even when life's hard. Amen. Be faithful. Amen. The sunrise also removes obstacles. The Bible says in verse 2, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. What they were worried about was gone. I'm going to say that one more time for y'all that didn't hear me. What they were worried about was gone. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, and they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Has this ever happened to you? You worried about something, and then God showed up. You were losing sleep over something, then God showed up. What was just keeping you up at night? God took care of it in a matter of just a few minutes, amen. God still works in the dark, amen. What they couldn't handle, God already did. You hear what I said? What they could not handle, God already handled. How many times have you laid down at night praying about something and you got up in the next morning and God already took care of business, amen? You prayed about a fever. You went to bed that night. The child woke you up the next morning trying to get you out of bed because they was hungry, glory to God. God's already, somebody come in this morning worried about something. Somebody come in this morning concerned about something and God's already working it out. You got to pray. You got to pray. Him this morning because he is already working it out, amen. They were worried about something that God had already took care of. Can you imagine as they got up in West, they were all getting dressed, they were getting all their spices together. Who's gonna roll away that stone? There ain't none of them. The Bible tells us there was four women, if I'm not mistaken, that came to that tomb. None of them were able to roll away the stone. Who's going to roll away the stone? This stone's in the way. We can't get to the body of Jesus. And when they got there, number one, the stone was gone, glory to God, and Jesus was gone. Amen. What they were up with, took all that time gathering them spices just to throw them away. Think about that. The stone, the sunrise, removes obstacles. You know, you go out, and I went out this morning getting ready. Well, I went out this morning. I was waiting on my wife. All y'all men say amen. And I, Dale, I just stood there looking up. The stars are beautiful. But you can't see. I couldn't hardly see that past the end of my driveway. But you know what? If you're out there right now, you can see it. The sunrise removes obstacles, amen. Also, the sunrise brings clarity to confusion. The Bible says in verse 4, and it came to pass that they were much perplexed thereabout. The empty tomb did not make sense to them right then. Understand that. The Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 2, she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Your situation might not make sense right now, but God ain't done working yet. You might not be seeing with clarity now, but God ain't done working yet. You might be going through something right now and you don't understand why, but God ain't through working yet. See, they were much perplexed. The thing about it is, you can't panic right in the middle of your situation. Amen. See, a lot of times that's what happens. People fall all to pieces. They panic right in the middle of something they don't really understand. I read a story, and I don't remember what year it was. I think it was Hope College. That they were playing for a national championship. The ladies were, and this is a few years ago, and they were playing for a national championship. By halftime, they found out they were 20 points down. But they didn't panic. They just started coming back, started playing, and started making shots. At the end of the game, with no time left, one of their ladies was standing at the free throw line, Brother Robert, sank two free throws and won the game. They asked her afterwards, how were you able to do that? She said, I didn't panic because I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. How many believe that this morning? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It don't matter what situation I'm in. It don't matter where I can still do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You got to understand something. Sunrise can bring clarity to confusion. You might be confused about something right now. You might not understand why you're going through something right now, but I'm telling you, God's going to reveal a sunrise to you just before long. Amen. That's what sunrise can do. Sunrise brought victory. Verse 5, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, seek ye the living among the dead. Jesus, look here. Jesus was not missing. He was gone. Amen. He was not missing. He knew exactly where he was at. Amen. He was not. Death had been defeated. 1 Corinthians 1955, oh death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Sin had been defeated. Romans chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Sin no longer has the final say in our lives, amen. The grave has been defeated. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6, he is not here, for he is risen. He said, as he saith, come see the place where the Lord lay. Satan has been defeated. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. In other words, Jesus took your sin debt. Jesus took all your sin, nailed it to the cross, and then he walked over to the grave, came out of that grave. Hey, he defeated sin and Satan in the same day. Fear has been defeated. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says this, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. I told somebody at the funeral the other day, I'm not afraid of dying, amen. You got to understand that. That is not something that scares me. Do I want to die? No, I don't want to die. Hey, if there's two buses going, I'll take the second one, amen. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I'm not afraid to die, amen. Why? Because Jesus has took the sting of death away. Separation from God has been defeated. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says this, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. Whew. Jesus was not missing. He was busy. Amen. Thank God. The sunrise also reminds us of his word. Verse 6, he is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Remember what he said. Remember what he said. In your darkest times, remember what he said. In your times of struggling and in your times of grief, remember what he said. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Your most prized possession that you have is that Bible. I'm just telling you right now, that Bible can bring comfort to you when nothing else can bring comfort to you. God keeps his promises. God, remember what he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. See, the problem was they got there that morning, Brother Robert. They had forgotten what Jesus had told them. You got to understand something. The only one out of the whole crowd that really paid attention to what Jesus was telling them was Mary, when she came and anointed Jesus, and he said, she has done this for my burial. Everybody, Peter was trying to rebuke him, so that's not going to happen. Nobody else believed what was, but thank God somebody was paying attention. And what we got to understand, when we're going through hard times, and when we're going through dark times, and we don't understand why, go back to the word. Always go back to the word. The sunrise gives purpose. Amen. The sunrise gives purpose. It was a brand new day. Amen. Glory to God. And ain't it amazing how, let me just go ahead and tell y'all this. Got up yesterday morning, just everything was just great. Was excited about the day. I finally got my boat back. I was going to tinker on my boat. Just looking forward to taking it out and just, you know, having a good time fishing. Had to put a battery in there. Now the water pump don't work. Well, I was frustrated, Cody, over that. And there's something else. I was doing something else yesterday. Oh, yeah. I was trying to get all my studying done and get all. And I got a brand new printer from a computer at the house. And some of y'all heard me about Wednesday night. That jerker messed up again. I'm just going to be honest. I was frustrated. And then Juwan had 1,400 honey-do lists. And it was just, you ever had a good day but not a good day? I'll be honest with you, I was frustrated. She could tell I was frustrated. I was short with her. It wasn't her fault, but I was just frustrated. But you know what I got up this morning? Brand new day. Amen. Ain't got to worry about no boat. Ain't got to worry about no computer. Ain't got to worry about no printer. Ain't got to worry about no honeydew. It's a brand new day. Glory to God. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, yesterday it might have been bad. Yesterday you might have been going through some. Hey, but this is a brand new day. Glory to God. I'm just telling you right now, the sunrise revealed a brand new day, a new purpose in life. In verse 9, the Bible says, and returned from the sepulcher and told all these things about the 11 and all to the rest. They didn't stay at the tomb. They went and told somebody about the risen Jesus. Resurrection power gives us all something to say and gives us all something to do. Amen. And somewhere to go. We ought to be telling everybody we know about Jesus. Amen. Amen. A brand new day. Also, the resurrection, the sunrise, rewrites the story. Yeah. I don't have it right now, but when you get out of church, do they take your phone and look up on YouTube? Pastor Locklear's The Sunday's coming. Friday said it was bad. Friday they murdered, or they tried to. Jesus gave up the ghost. Jesus gave up the ghost. Friday didn't look good. Everything was bad. It got dark on that Friday. They took Joseph from Arimathea, and Nicodemus took Jesus off of that cross, placed his body in a tomb, and wrapped him up. It didn't look good. Saturday, it was just a waiting day. No, it still didn't look good. Can you imagine all the grief and everything? And they got up that early that Sunday morning with all the grief still in their heart, with all the spices. They were still looking. All the disciples were so dejected and down, they wouldn't even go. But them ladies went, and glory to God, when they got there, the stone was rolled away. Amen. Hey, the sunrise rewrites the story. Hey, he was dead, but he ain't dead. He was in the tomb, but he ain't in the tomb. They ran and got the disciples. The disciples come running. They look in. He ain't there, glory to God. And if that day changed everything. Amen. This sunrise this morning can change everything for you. Amen. If you're not saved, my. What could your life be like if you turned it over to Jesus? We got too many testimonies today of how good God's been and how good God's been in our life. Thank God for the sunrise. If you would bow your heads.